Today's Amud is Yevamos Pei Daled Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Daled Amud Aleph, the beginning of the ninth parak. So says the Mishnah that Yesh Mutareis Lebaleihen V'Asureis LeYevmeihen. There are some women that they are mutter to marry their husbands, but if their husband dies, if Reuven dies, and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so they're asur to Shimon. Mutareis LeYevmeihen V'Asureis LeBaleihen. You have a group of women that if they fall to Yibam, they're mutter to the Yavam, even though, as things stand, they're usher to their husbands, they're usher to Reuven. So that's a much of this Mishnah is really just going to be, there's not really many chidushim in this Mishnah, because it's all cases that Batsim we've discussed earlier in the Masechta. Like Taisus points out, Taisus says that it's just the derech of the Tana, la'achar shepirei shalachis ha-Masechta chayzer v'shayna yisam b'lashon katzer. It's the derech of the Tana that after he taught the different halachis at length, so now the Tana is just summing everything up in short. That's one pshat of Taisus for the pshat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't seem to be listing many chidushim, and it's just an abridged version of all the halachas that we've had until now. Taisus has a second pshat, that this second line is the chiddush, that there are some women that are mutareis liyevmeyan v'asurais libaleyan, that they're usher to their husbands, yet they're mutter to the yavam. That's a tremendous chiddush, because the whole purpose of yibam is to continue the marriage of the dead husband. So if the lady was usher to Reuven, and yet she's going to be mutter to Shimon, and Shimon's going to be miyabim her, that's a big chiddush, because there's no marriage that there is to extend. The marriage to Reuven was Asr. So it could be, Taisa says, that this line, this is why we have the whole Mishnah, it's for this Chiddush, that there are women that are mutter to the Yavam, even though they're Asr to their husbands, they're Asr to Reuven, yet they're mutter to Shimon. Mutaris le'elu le'elu. You have some women that are mutter both to Reuven and to Shimon, their husbands and to the Yavam. Vasuris le'elu ve'elu. And there are women that are Asr to their husbands, they're Asr to Reuven, and they're Asr to Shimon, they're Asr to the Yavam. The Mishnah lists each one. Ve'elu mutaris le'balein v'asuris le'evmehen. The following women are mutter to their husbands, but Asr to the Yavam. A kain hedye shenasa es almana. If let's say you have a kain hedye that marries an almana, so that's totally mutter. Kain hadi tzalana marry an almana, so that's mutter lebaalayan. But the yeshli ach kain gadol, he has a brother Shimon, and Shimon's a kain gadol. So if Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, she's going to be aser to Shimon. So she's mutter to the husband, she's mutter to Reuven, and she's aser to Shimon, she's aser to the Yavam. Now we'll see in the Gemara later, in the beginning of the Gemara, on this Amud, that really this that the Mishnah describes this case as a kain hediyah, shanasa as a halmana, this seems to be lav dafka, because we don't need the kain gadol to do nisuin with the almana, even if he just does kiddushin with the almana. Even if he just does kiddushin, his wife still falls to Yibam, and she's still going to be asur to Shimon. So you can have this exact same halacha, the exact same setup, in a case of kiddushin without nisuin. So the Gemara is going to pick up on this and discuss and ask, why is it that the Mishnah used this lashon of nasa? The Mishnah could have just as easily said a case of kidesh. The Mishnah could have said a kain hediyah kidesh es almana, and now he dies. Now she falls to Shimon, and she's usher to Shimon because Shimon's a kain gadol, and she's already an almana, so she's going to be usher to Shimon. So the Gemara is going to discuss that, why the Mishnah says nasa instead of kidesh. Case number two, where you have that she's mutter to the husband, but also to the yavam, is a chalal shenasa ksheira. If let's say you have a kain who's a chalal, he's a chalal and he marries a regular Yisrael, so that's completely mutter. So she's mutter to the husband. However, the halacha is that once a chalal does nisuin, once he's together, once he has bia with a ksheira, so she turns into a chalala. So now she's a chalala, and this chalal Reuven, v'yesh le'ach kasher. He has a brother Shimon. He is a brother that's Shimon, that's a kasher. Evidently, Reuven and Shimon's father was married to two different women. The first one created this chalal, and then the second one, or vice versa, and then the second one, the other wife though, was a ksheira, and so they had a kasher son Shimon together. So chalal shenasa ksheira is a case of a mutter lebalein va'asal liyevmeyan, because she's mutter to the chalal. There's nothing wrong with a ksheira marrying a chalal. However, once they do nisuin, once they have via, so then she becomes a chalala, and memela she's going to be asa to the brother. So this the Gemara is going to point out. This case is dafka, a case of nasa. You can't have a case of kidesh. You can't have a chalal shekidesh ksheira. kshera, because then she'd be mutter to the yavam also, because then she would remain a kshera. If all they did was kedushin, she doesn't become a chalala. She only becomes a chalala through the nesuin, through the bia. So this case is dafka nasa, a chalal shenasa kshera v'yeshli achacher. That's the case of mutter libalayan v'asar li of man, because through the nesuin she now becomes a chalala and asar to the brother that's kasher. Case number three is Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael, a regular case of Yisrael that marries a bas Yisrael. V'yeshli ach mamzer, but there's a brother Shimon, and Shimon's a mamzer. So now Mrs. Reuben, when she falls to Shimon, she's also to Shimon because she's the regular kshera, and Shimon's a mamzer. Case number four is a mamzer shenasa mamzeres, a mamzer that marries a mamzeres. So that's mutter. She's mutter to the baal, but v'yeshli ach Yisrael. But the mamzer has a brother who's a regular Yisrael, who's not a mamzer. In such a case, it's mutter lebalein v'asur li of mehen. In all these cases, it's mutter lebalein v'asur li of mehen. Now it says the Mishnah be'ilu mutaris li of mehen v'asur is lebalein. The following is a list of the opposite, where the women are mutter to the yavam, but asur to Reuven, asur to the husband. You have a kain gadol shekideish as a halmana. You have a kain gadol that does kedushin with an almana, so she's asur to him. She's asur to him because she's an almana and he's a kain gadol. V'yesh le'ach kain hedyad, and the kain gadol has a brother that's a kain hedyad, so she's muta to the avam because an almana is muta to a kain hedyad, and she's asur to the kain gadol. Now in this case of kain gadol with an almana, here we dafka taught kideish. So the previous case we said the Gemara is going to ask why we taught a case of nasa, why we spoke about a case of a kain hedyat shenasa salmana. In this case, it's very bedavka. It's very meduyak why the Mishnah says kain gadol shekideish es halmana, because if the kain gadol did nesuin with the almana, if they had bia together, so then the almana would become a halala. She'd become a halala, and then she'd be usher to the husband, and also usher to the brother that's a kain. She'd also be usher to the yava. So that's why the Mishnah Dafka talks about a case of a kain gadol shekideish es halmana. So she does not become a halala. She's usher to the baal, but she's going to be mutter to the yavam, to the brother that's a kain hedyah. Another case is a kasher shenasa chalala. If you have a kasher that marries a chalala, a kain kasher that marries a chalala, so that's aser, so it's aser to the baal. But v'yeshli achal, but Shimon, Reuven's brother, is also a chalal. So the chalala, when she falls to Yibam, to the chalal, that's mutter. She's aser to the baal and mutter to the yavam. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres is aser, v'yeshli ach mamzer, but he has a brother Shimon, it's a mamzer, so she's aser to the baal, mutter to the yavam. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, v'yeshli ach Yisrael, a mamzer marries a bas Yisrael, be'iser, but he has a brother that's Yisrael, so now the bas Yisrael remains mutter to the Yisrael. So in all these cases, it's mutareis liv mehan, v'asureis lebalayan. The women are mutter to the yavam, but aser to the husband. The elu asura is elu leelu. The following are examples of women that are asur both to the husband and to the yavam. You have a kain gadol shenasa is alamana. You have a kain gadol who marries an almana. They were together, so now she becomes a chalala. V'yeshli ach kain gadol a kain hedyah. And this kain gadol is a brother, and it doesn't matter even if he's a kain hedyah. Now that the kain gadol did nesuin with the almana, she becomes a chalala, and now she's also to the brother, even if he's just a kain hedyah. So this is dafka case of nasa, like the Gemara is going to point out. Here it's dafka nasa. We're not talking about a case of kideish. If it would be kideish, then she'd be mutter to the yavam who's a kain hedyah. We dafka speak about the case of nasa because now the almana becomes a chalala, and now she's going to be asr to the yavam even if he's just a kain hedyah. Another example where the woman is asr le'elu u'le'elu, both to the baal and to the husband, is kasher shenasa chalala v'yeshli ach kasher. A kain kasher marries a chalala, and he has a brother who's also a kain kasher, so the chalala is asr to both of them. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yeshli ach Yisrael, so they're both Yisraelim. The mamzeres is asr to both of them. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael v'yeshli ach mamzer, so the bas Yisrael is asr to both of them. In all these cases, asur is le'elu le'elu, the woman is asr both to the husband and to the yava. V'shar kol anashim, which is lav dafka, but what it means is most other women, they're going to be mutareis lebalein uliyav mehen, they're going to be mutter both to the baal and to the yava. So that's the end of the first part of the Mishnah. Then says the Mishnah, those were all potentially surei d'araisa. Now we have surei d'rabbanan. Shniyos midivrei seifrem. So now when it comes to shniyos, which are asur midrabbanan, like a grandmother, so shniya lebaal v'loy shniya liyavam. If you have a case where she's a iser shniya to the husband, but not an iser shniya to the yavam, so the halach is going to be asur lebaal umutaris liyavam. She's asur to the husband, but she's still going to be mutter to the yavam. Shnia liyavam v'loy shnia lebal. If she's a shnia to the yavam, but not a shnia to the baal, so the halacha is going to be asur liyavam u'teres lebal. She's also to the yavam, but she's mutter to the baal. Shnia lezeh lezeh. She's a shnia to both of them, so the halacha is asur lezeh lezeh. In all these cases where there's an iser shnia, where someone marries an iser shnia, so talking about, let's say, the baal, or even the yavam, if you went ahead and married her, the mice, in any case, or that might be an iser reis, let's talk about a regular case of the baal. If a baal marries a shnia, so the halacha is that the chazal gave a kenas, because they were over on this to protect the iser derabanan. So chazal gave a kenas, and ain la ksuba, she does not collect her ksuba when they get divorced. They have to get divorced, and she's not going to get her ksuba. She's not going to get the 100 or 200, depending if she's a basula, bula. She's not going to get her ksuba. Vulay pay rice. She's not going to get pay rice. She's not going to get reimbursed for the pay rice at the ballet. Like we spoke about in the past, there's nichse mulug that the woman brings into a marriage, and the husband has rights to the pay rice of that nichse mulug. When they get divorced, he's not going to have to reimburse her for the pay rice that he consumed during the marriage. Vulay mezaynes. He's not obligated to support her. And even if he went away, Rashi says, and she had to borrow money for food, he's not going to have to reimburse her. V'loy b'loys, normally a woman gets some worn out clothing at the end of the marriage. In this case, they gave a knas and she's not going to get her worn out clothing. V'havlad kasher, but if someone has a child together with an iser shnia, so the child is going to be kasher, the child is going to be mutter to a kayin, a regular kayin, it's not, the blood is completely kasher. The kayfin ayisay lahaitzi. But anyways, in this case, we're going to force the husband to divorce her. She's asur to him, so we're going to force him to divorce her. However, when it comes to Yisur Daraisa, a man of the kayin gadol, gushim chalutz, the kayin hedyir, a mamzeris v'nesina liyisrael, a bas yisrael l'nasin, ula mamzer, in all these cases where you have an Yisur Daraisa marriage, so then yeshla and ksuba, then the chazal did not impose a kenas, and the woman will get a ksuba when they get divorced. Now says the Gemara, going like we said, the Gemara was going to ask, going back to the original, the first section of cases in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah spoke about people that are mutter, women that are mutter to the husband and asr to the yavam. So the Mishnah spoke about the case of a kain hedyet, shenasa es almana, v'yeshli ach kain gadol. And the kain hedyet, the nesuin with almana, and he has a brother that's a kain gadol. And the question is that we're looking for a case that she's mutter to her husband, asr to the yavam. And so, why do we have to speak about a case of Nasa? Ma'iri the Tani Nasa, listen to Kidesh, the halacha would be exactly the same, even if they just did Kedushin. It doesn't have to be that they did Nisuin. Even if all they did was Kedushin, this woman is going to be mutter to her husband, because there's nothing wrong with the kain hedyet marrying an almana. And she's going to be asr to the Yavam, because an almana is asr to a kain gadol, and she falls to Yibam through Kedushin. So the halacha is exactly the same, even if all they did was Kedushin. Why does the Mishnah speak about a case of Nisuin? Maybe you'll say, no, it's not true. If all they did was Kedushin, so then the halacha is that an almana is only an iser leisase. If they did the suin, so then she's a nase and a leisase. So maybe you'll say that the reason why we spoke about the case of nesuin is the havli asay v'leisase. It's because then we're going to create her with an iser of a nase and a leisase. And it's dafka then that we say that she's asa to the yavam. Dafka then, when there's an iser asay and a leisase, that's when we say, okay, now we're calling off yibam. Aval kidesh, but if all she did was kedushin, so then asti asay v'deich leisase. Maybe we'll say then she's only a leisase. She's only an almana, at least I say of an almana, because she's still a bula, a basula, and so she's only a lay sase. So maybe then in such a case, we'll say that the essay of yibum should be deicha, the lay sase of almana lukain gadol. Maybe we'll say asay is deicha lay sase. So that's why the Mishnah Dafka spoke at the case of Yanasa instead of Kiddush. But ask the Gemara about kula pirkun asay for lay sase hu. Many of the cases in our Mishnah are an asay of yibum being faced against a leis asay, like a case of a mamzer to Yisrael, a mamzeris to Yisrael, a mamzer to Bas Yisrael. It's all just a leis asay. The iser of a mamzer is the yavli b'kal Hashem, is an iser leis asay. The asay of Yibam should be deichet. And yet, v'loy asay asay v'deichet leis asay. We don't say that the asay comes and is deichet the leis asay, which we've had earlier in the Masechta, Gzeira be a Rishay, not to the be a Shnia. Rashi says a different shot, but that was the maskana of the Gemara, is that we have Gzeira be a Rishay, not to be a Sheni. So that's not going to help you just because it's a lay sase. There still won't be ibam. So why does the Mishnah by Amana Lekayin, why does it speak about a case where he was Nasa, why not speak about a case where he was Kidesh? So says the Gemara, the reason why we said Nasa is Agav de Seifa, Mishum de Kabay le Misni Seifa. In the last section of the Mishnah, we had Kayin Gadol she Nasa Salmana, and examples of cases where she's Aser both to the Baal and to the Yavam. So we had a case of a Kayin Gadol she Nasa Salmana, and he had a brother, even if the brother's a Kayin Hedyet, she's going to be Aser both to the husband, who's a Kayin Gadol, and now that she's a Chalala, she's Aser to the Yavam, who's even a Kayin Hedyet. So there it's Dafka Nasa. So Agav in the Sefer where we had Kayin Gadol she Nasa Salmana, and over there it's Dafka Nasa, the Shavya Chalala, because she becomes a Chalala of Al-Kidesh, but if all the Kayin Gadol did with her was Kedusha, so then Shariyale, she's going to be Mutta to the Yavam, who's a Kayin Hedyet, because she's not a Chalala, she's just Namana, and Namana is Mutta to a Kayin Hedyet. So therefore, since in the Sefer Nasa was Dafka and had to say a case of Nasa, so therefore Tani Nami Resha Nasa. So that's why in the first section we also speak about the case of Nasa, even though it's Lav Dafka, doesn't have to be, but Agav the Sefer says in the Resha also Nasa. Now ask the Gemara though, you're skipping from the Resha all the way to the Seifa. There was a middle case. Vadatani Mishum Seifa, that what you're saying that the Mishnah says a case of Nasa, Agav the Seifa, Lisni Mishum Mitziasa. It should say Kidesh, Agav the middle case. What was the middle section? The middle section of the Mishnah were cases where the woman is Aser to the husband and Mutter to the Yavam. And over there, one of the examples was Kayin Gadol Shekidesh Es Almana, a Kayin Gadol who does Kedushin with an Almana, so she's also to the Baal, and V'yeshli Ach Kayin Hedyet, and the Kayin Gadol has a brother, Shimon, that's only a Kayin Hedyet. So she's also to the husband, and she's Mutter to the Kayin Hedyet. And over there, it's Dafka Kidesh, because if they did Nesuin, so then the Almana becomes a Chalala, then she's going to be also to the Kayin Hedyet, because she's a Chalala. So over there, Dafka spoke about a case of Kidesh. So why doesn't the Reish of the Mishnah say Kidesh Agav this middle case of the Mishnah, which is Dafka Kidesh? So it doesn't make sense to say that it says Nasa Agav the Seifa, say Kidesh Agav the middle case. So again, we're back to square one. Why does the Mishnah, in the first case of the Mishnah, why does it say a case of Nasa? So says the Gemara, Elam Yishum Bas Buksa. The reason why it says a case of Nasa is because of Bas Buksa, is because of the case that it's paired with. The very next case of the Mishnah, still continuing the examples, where the woman is Mutter to the husband, and also to the Yavam, the Kabay Lemisni, the very next case is a Chalol Shenasa Kshera. You have a Chalol, a Kain who's a Chalol, who marries a Kshera, so there's nothing wrong with that. He marries a Bas Yisrael, or whatever it is, some woman who's a Kshera, and he has a brother that's a Kain Kasher. So the Kshera is Mutter to the Chalol, she's Mutter to the husband, but now that they just did Nisuin, so now she becomes a Chalol, and she's also to the brother who's a Kain Kasher. So she's Mutter to the husband and also to the Yavam. Now over there, Taima de Nasa, the Shavya Chalala. It's Dafka because they did Nisuin and he made her into a Chalala. That's why this is an example of a case where she's Mutter to the husband and also to the Yavam. Aval Kidesh, had all they done was Kedushin, so then Shariyoleh, she would be Mutter to the Yavam because she would just be a regular Kshera. So she'd be Mutter to the Kain Kasher. Misham Hachi Ketani Nasa. So since in the very next case, Nasa is Dafka and had to speak out a case of Nasa, so that's why in the case right before that, Kain Hedyet, should Nasa, Salmana speaks about the case of Nisuin, even though Huad and Kedushin, it would be the exact same halacha, no difference, but since the very next case, since its paired case, is also a case of Nasa, and that has to be a case of Nasa, so that's why the Tana of the Mishnah, by this case, also spoke about a case of Nasa, even though it didn't have to be.